Pio Allen, and he sat there thinking, oh, gosh, it's as if what happened after his talk with, or his darshan there with Gandharvika, Srimati Gandharvika. And he was going like, what happened? And yes, it's as if some, yeah, this feeling as if some Kalia snake, black snake of dark modes of nature had taken over him and his life force, his five pranas, and now that one was disappearing, gave up. Krishna danced on him, probably while he was talking to Gandharvika. That's the feeling. And then he remembers Bhaktivinoda writing that these pastimes described in the 10th canto also can represent how Krishna there defeats and removes the anartas, the demons that are blocking us, and torturing us, terrorizing us, and stuck there within like ugly ghosts or coming and attacking us, you know. How Krishna removes them, and he lists also which ones are represented by each of those pastime stories. So it's there from our acharyas, and there, yeah, he sits and thinks about that, and oh, at least that's the best way I can describe what just happened to me. Thank you so much. And I am eternally indebted for this, and will make it my life's mission not to preach some religious gospel, but to unconditionally love.